live from Liverpool, we need to talk about ghosts with Kevin Eustace.
Hello, everybody. Listen to my voice. I've got a bit of a throat. I don't know what's going on. And a chest. And I do hope I get rid of it because I've got the most important thing to do on Monday, podcast related, which I can't yet divulge. But let me just tell you, it's mind blowing for me personally. I think for many other people, it won't be for anyone else. It might be, but it is for me. Anyway, how the demon are you? I do hope you're well and you're not suffering from a horsey throat nor chest. It's not the most favourite day of the week. It's not Sunday. I can't deliver a spiritual sermon. It's Friday. And the reason why it's coming out on a Friday is because I'm working solid for the next 2 days. For two reasons. One, it's my job, and there's a flower festival going on that I've got to go and work, and we're running the box office for. But two, I need Monday off, and I need it for this very important thing. So yeah, I can't release it on Sunday because I'll have no time to do it. And as you know, I tried to do a delayed release last time, and it came out the day after the last episode. So I'm not very good at doing it. It's very simple, you know, but I'm a bit of a Luddite when it comes to technology. You don't know what a Luddite is? Google it. You'll find out. They were machine records when technology came along. Anyway, enough about 18th century revolts. What a strange way to start a paranormal podcast, I say to myself. And to you guys whose ear holes I am filling with this noise. Anyway, sorry about the throat again. I've had some fantastic stories in this week. Seriously, fantastic. Thank you so much. If you've got a terrifying story or a story that makes you go, huh? Then send it in to talkaboutghosts@hotmail.com. I will read it. I will read it out. And together we will form paranormal banter. So do that. talkaboutghosts@hotmail.com. You can get us on the Twit machine, which is @talkaboutghosts. That's known as a handle. That's our handle. Or you can get us on Instagram as well, which is all the underscores, like we_need_2_etc. You know, until you get the show title out there. But do also go over to the Facebook group. Yes, we have a Facebook group. It's rose like a plethora. Rose like a that's not the right way of saying it, isn't it? There's loads of people. That's a better way of saying it. You have to answer a few questions, as you know. And they change weekly. That's a lie. They don't. I'm not that security conscious. But yeah, ask a few questions. I ask a few questions. You answer them. You get in. Loads of lovely people in there, honestly. And if you're not lovely, you don't get in. It's quite simple, really. One of the questions I ask genuinely is, are you lovely? If you answer yes, you get in. I appreciate it's not the best of tests and people could simply lie. But let's live in a world where we give people a chance, eh? That's what I say. So it's normally about this time before we start the official spook that I would go over to Sir Paul McCartney. Obviously, he was murdered last week by a baby. No doubt. We all heard that. And yes, it was apparently a complete and utter ripoff of Stewie from Family Guy. So I think legally I can't bring him back. So I'm a bit lost. I haven't got a character to throw in this normal, let's start it with a jaunty character bit of the podcast. So I guess you'll just have to put up with me whistling one of my favourite... I'm not going to whistle. I'm joking. What we're going to do instead, we've got so many stories, we're just going to go right into... sorry about this croak. Do I sound like a radio DJ? Are you riding long haul? Are you a trucker? Is that how you say trucker in American? Trucker? No, let me try that again. Are you riding long haul? Welcome to Slow Time Radio. It's Dallas. It's 2 a.m. and you're probably driving drunk. That's a terrible stereotype, isn't it? I do apologize. Anyway, so we just get to some spook and I'll battle through with me bad throat. Apologies. Okay, we're here for some actual spooky, 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 croaky, croaky, croaky voice. Two things in the interest of full disclosure. Number one, Becca is at her dad's because I was working on this flower show. So I've got home late on a Friday night. It's approximately 9 p.m. It's just going dark. I'm alone in the house. It's one of the most scariest times I've done the podcast. So I am home alone. It is nighttime for the first time in a long time recording at night. Secondly, the first story I'm going to read, I've literally just found because it went to my spam email and I was just getting the first story up that I was going to read and I found this story and I thought, you know what? I replied instantly to the email and said, I'm really sorry, it's went to spam and it's been in there for over a week. So I said, by way of an apology, I'm going to live read this. So I haven't pre-read this in any way, shape or form. I do not know the content and we're going to find it out together. So, FYI, the title of this story is That Time I Got King Hit. I don't know what that means, like effing as in fuck King? Or, like, is King Hit a thing? Like, I got King Hit, baby. Anyway, that time I got King Hit at work with a toy rooster by a ghost. Now, if you don't want to read on, then I don't know what's wrong with you. Let's see. Hi, Kevin. Hi. Sorry, this is from Belinda. And what a beautiful link. Get into this for a name. You know the way that everyone with a lovely name gets in touch with me on this podcast just to make a mockery of my name being Kevin? Belinda Fairless, which would imply that your ancestors wasn't very fair. Here we go. Hi, Kevin. I know you like a clickbaity subject heading that would weird out a casual observer, so there's my best effort. Fair play. We are learning this together. Back when I was 14, I got a job at my local pet shop. I was to go in on weekends and early mornings to clean the shop and feed and exercise the animals. Wow, I just exercise like a mouse. Anyway, we had rescue cats, birds, fish. How do you exercise a fish, Belinda? And rodents. I'd let the cats out to run and do their thing, making sure they didn't commit rodent genocide in the process. Fair play. I also worked in the shop after school and helped close at night. Most of the time, I worked alone. The building was a pretty average local shop in Australia. G'day. It was built in the 40s and was in a block of small businesses and such. I guess you'd call it a local high street in the UK. Yeah, probably would. The shop was double storey, with upstairs being storage, extra space for cats we were babysitting, and the bathroom. I noticed weird stuff pretty soon after beginning work there. I never saw the ghost, but he, in brackets, it always seemed like a man, made himself known in other ways. Every morning I would come in and find the electricity box wide open. My boss had this happen as well, and had already duct taped the box closed. Then also put a slide lock on it. There was no way the box opened itself, even without the tape and lock. It needed a good tug to open it. The upstairs in particular had a weird feeling, a heavy feeling. I usually worked alone on Sundays, but I would hear heavy footsteps walk up and down the wooden stairs. At first I chalked it up to the cough, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, rowdy business next door. What's that? Oh, you mean sex, don't you? I say, Belinda. Oh, Belinda. Anyway, until one day I was sitting at the counter under the stairs having some lunch and heard footsteps begin. Well, I looked up and could see the decorations hanging off the stairs moving and the wood warp slightly in time with the footsteps. Now that's terrifying. Like a decent-sized man was walking down. I like the way you say decent-sized. I'm going to start calling all fat people decent-sized. Hi, what a decent-sized partner you have, I will never say to anybody ever. I would have bolted out the door, but the cats were still out, and I would have been in deep shit if I left without putting them back or not cleaning everything properly. Yes, I completely agree. I rang my mum and begged her to come save me. One afternoon, I was standing at the counter talking to my boss, and this stuffed toy dog, and the stuffed dog toy, Rooster, flew off the old-style scales we used for weighing bags of pet feed. It smacked me right in the side of the head. This rooster was heavy, made of a tough fabric, stuffed body, rope legs and solid rubber feet, size for a big dog. I think we all have seen these dogs. I mean, these dog pet shop toy things. Roosters with ropey legs. I think we all know what you're talking about, Belinda. It flew a metre and a half to hit me, and it hit me hard. I have a genetic disorder, so I have to go to hospital if I get hit in the head to check my eyes. Oh, bless you. And to check they haven't been damaged. I can go blind from a small bump, so it's pretty serious, even if it's just a dog toy hitting me. God bless you. I was fine, but pissed off about it. The next time I went to work, I yelled at the ghost for sending me to hospital, and he never threw it again. Fair play. Didn't stop him throwing it at random customers and other staff, though. Fair enough. He really liked throwing the rooster at people. That sounds like a saying, doesn't it? Are you throwing the rooster at me, man? Or are you serious? I'm going to start saying that. Are you serious? Are you throwing the damn rooster? Anyway. My boss was very in tune with her spiritual side, but didn't say anything to me about the ghost until the rooster incident because she didn't want to freak me out. We discovered we'd had the same experiences. She told me that the first week she'd been there, the animals had freaked out, especially the cats that settled. They settled after that. But for the week, she said it was like they'd all suddenly gone feral. I worked there for nearly 4 years, I would say hello and goodbye to the ghost. It seemed to make him happy and the atmosphere upstairs felt lighter when I did. I think the ghost just wanted attention and poltergeist-ish stuff to get it. When the landlord put the rent up for the umpteenth time, the boss decided to move the shop and told the ghost he could come with them if he wanted, but he seems to have stayed where he was. I kind of missed the ghost. He made my work interesting and was way better co-worker than many I've had since. Fair play. I have tried to find out the history of the building, but have had no luck. There's been a few tragic things that have happened in the close vicinity, like a small plane crash, but nothing I can find that for that actual shop. I have a few more stories and I'll send them in separately. Sorry this is so long, Belinda. Two things there. Send in all your stories immediately. Two, talk about goats at hotmail.com. And number two, don't apologise for a lengthy story, because that's what we want and that's what we need. That's what feeds the show, baby. Oh, there's a really strong smell of cannabis in this flat, and I think it's coming from a neighbour. He's having a happy Friday, or she, you know, just not just men who smoke cannabis, but they're having a happy Friday night, I do say. Well, Belinda, thank you very much for that story. That is magnificent. Okay, next we've got some lovely stories sent in by the amazingly named Nikki Glass. That sounds like a bass player, don't it? I'm Nikki Glass, mother. Anyway, yes, she sent in a couple of great stories and I'm going to read them out to you right now. Hello, Kevin. Hello, Nikki. My name's Nikki, we've established. And I'm from the lovely... That sounded that patch. I didn't mean that in a sarky way. I just meant, you know, I have said it. Anyway, I'm only being sarcastic with myself, I suppose. Here I go. My name's Nikki and I'm from the lovely Midwest. I just started listening to your podcast and I thoroughly enjoy it. Good, I'm glad. Thank you, Nikki. I've had a couple of experiences in my life that I thought I would share and hope you find them interesting. So do I. One was when I was 18. Sadly, that's a long time ago. Oh. And a good friend of mine had just recently passed away unexpectedly. Oh. Bloody, I hope I'm not doing all... If this gets any sadder, I don't think we've got time on the show for me to do all the R's. Let's see. I was sitting in my living room, very upset, still thinking about him. Suddenly, I felt somebody squeeze my shoulder. I turned around and nobody was there. I was alone in my apartment. But I could still feel a sensation of somebody's hand on my shoulder. You know how if somebody were to squeeze you and you would continue to feel that sensation on your skin? Question mark? Yes, I do. Well, it lingered for a few minutes afterwards. Oddly enough, although it was creepy, it also made me feel better because I felt as though my friend was possibly on the other side telling me everything was going to be okay. That's lovely. Also kind of weird, my friend had a history of setting things on fire. Hello. Yes, I know it doesn't sound like he was the greatest person. Oh, I'm not throwing any judgments out, Nikki. but when he was a kid, he started a shed on fire. Fair enough. Well, the house that he died in has had two major fires since his death. The last one destroyed it. That is interesting and terrifying, but interesting and terrifying. My other experience happened about 15 years later when my grandmother passed. I went out to visit my grandfather and his car was in the driveway, so I knocked on the door, but he didn't answer. He had an open door policy, so I walked straight in, figuring he was probably upstairs watching TV and couldn't hear me. I looked all over the house and couldn't find him, so I figured he must have left with somebody in a different car. As I was leaving, I saw the candy jar sitting out on the table, as it always is, and I reached in and grabbed a piece. The candy jar was something my grandmother always did, and even after she passed away, my granddad decided to keep it up. That's bloody delightful. I love that. Suddenly, I felt as though I had an elephant sitting on my chest. I don't like that. I could not breathe, and I just got a really intense, weird feeling that I still can't really explain. Almost like I was being squeezed. I ran out of the front of the house, and the second I passed the threshold of the door, the pressure disappeared and I was able to breathe again. It was the weirdest thing. I was in the house many times after that before Grandpa passed, and I never experienced anything like that again. I'm still not quite sure what happened. I wasn't even thinking about my grandmother or anything, so it wasn't like I was having an emotional reaction to being in their home. That's weird. I'm getting into this, as you can tell by the lack of any sort of sarcasm. Oh, not sarcasm. Why do we keep saying sarcasm? Not sarcasm. Attempted humour, let's say. And it is an attempt. One last simply weird thing that happened was on my son's third birthday. We were walking down the street talking and he said, "Mummy, do you remember when I got hit by a car and then I went up, 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 pointing to the sky? And then I was in your belly." What the living priest. Get a priest. Now, at this point, we'd never discussed dying or anything like that with him, let alone the conception of reincarnation. I asked his daycare provider and she said they'd never talked about it, and even a church he was in a nursery, not Sunday school, so they don't talk about such things. Still baffled by where that came from. Anyway, that's all I have. What do you mean, that's all? That's terrifying. Again, I love your show. It's very entertaining and keep it up. Have a great day. Thank you, Nikki. And thank you, Nikki. And you have a great day too. That's from Nikki Glass. Nikki Glass! That is bloody amazing. That last one. Mummy, do you remember when I got hit by the car? and then went up, up, up into the sky, and then woke up in your belly. Do you remember that, mother? And then he'd cut himself out and go striding down the street. Hopefully he wouldn't. Anyway, with that lovely image of a baby bursting out of a mother's uterus, shall we all hit a midpoint and make this a little bit less messy? And in the meantime, I'm going to turn the light on because it's got very dark during that segment in this room. And the hall light is on because the door to the room is open. Now, did I close it? I'm going to say I didn't. Because if I say I did, that means it opened on its own. I don't think it opened on its own. It's just me being a lunatic and scaring myself. Okay, let's do a midpoint.
Bist du sick of Partyline? Bist du sick the youth? Ja, well, Karl, Umpelein, ja, Oktoberlein, ja, Sin, 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 Unch, 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 Steigtag, through Freitag, Sin, 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 Unch, 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 call now.
Okay, so that was awful, yeah. So what I thought, you know, I'm just representing one part of German music there. None of it's German music. This is bloody awful. But yeah, so as you know, that's my homage to Russian? To German channels such as RTL and their 90s adverts for chat lines. But that wasn't a dance one, that was an umpa one. And why not? Apart from me possibly being racist. Anyway, this is the midpoint, Vo Western midpoint, and all that jazz. I do want to thank you so much for all of the correspondence that you've sent in. It's been a cracking week for dealing with people, dealing with fans, replying to fans, talking to fans of the show, of course, not of I. I am just a mere conduit through which the show presents itself. You and your stories are indeed its life source. So I do thank you for sending them in to talkaboutghosts@hotmail.com. Please get your stories in and they will all be read out. You're wonderful, beautiful people, and never forget it. Don't let anyone tell you any different. Okay, wonderful, wonderful, yes. Now, of course, apart from all the methods that you can get in touch with us, you can always, as well, for a bit of extra content, such as the monthly shows that are going on there now, which are going to be great stuff, go over to the Patreon page and donate to Patreon. Entirely up to you. Don't have to, but if you do, it'll be good. Go over to patreon.com/we-need-to-talk-about-ghosts and sign up to one of the many tiers. And that'll be all good, yeah. And in the meantime, we've had some people who've done that. And even with a croaky voice, I do have to thank them through the medium of song. So I'm going to play a bit of grunge. Well, not grunge, like 90s grunge. No, grunge was 90s, you lemon. You know, like Foo Fighters-y. No, I can't play Foo Fighters. But anyway, our first Patreon has signed up to the Exilist. Yes, and her name is beautiful. It's Emma Jane. Yes, like a little cowgirl. I mean like a cowboy oozagirl. Not a, you know, like a bang bang. That sort of one. And we're going to thank her like this.
Emma Jane, you have signed up to the Exilist.
Thank you, Emma Jane. That's your name in grunge. Well, it's not grunge, is it? Don't know what you call that. Anyway, moving swiftly on. Our next Patreon that signed up this week has a brilliant name. Andrew, it's either Benese or Benese. I'll tell you how it's spelt. It's B-E-N-E-Z. Is that Benese or Benese? I'm unsure, so therefore, we're going to have to say it both ways. Oh, yeah.
Andrew Benese, or is it Benese? You've signed up to Patreon, in doing so you have proved you're not crazy. Thank you, Andrew Benese, or is it Benese? We just don't know.
Thank you guys for signing up to Patreon. You too can become a patron and have this grey-haired Muppet sing your name. Why you like that, I don't know. But go to patreon.com/we-need-to-talk-about-ghosts and I'll do it. Anyway, should we get on with the show? I think so. And we're back with the illest of behaviours. My voice seems to be getting better now that I'm saying a lot, which I'm sure we're all happy about. So interesting little fact. Yes, sat here in the bedroom, the lights have dimmed. Now, they are dimmer lights, so I'm all right with that. And they've not dimmed by a massive amount, but they have dimmed substantially. Now, it could just be that one of the bulbs. Let me just check. There is a bulb gone. It could be that that was the bulb. Why am I looking for stuff now? Interesting. What a freak. Maybe I'm trying to freak myself out. Anyways, enough about Kev wondering, was that there before? Maybe it wasn't. I have got an amazing story to end the show with, and hopefully, oh, I've done that, like, I've been watching, and it's dead good, and we're going to crack on with it. And hopefully it won't scare me too much, because I've got to spend the rest of the night here alone. And as you know, I'm not too happy about that. So I may turn all the lights on, put on loads of music, and sit on the fucking balcony. Anyway, this amazing story comes in from... Oh, fucking hell, these names are ridiculous now. I'm sure you just make them up. This person reckons the name's Caris Gabbett Edwards. I think that's a real name, actually. But what a name. What a name. Anyway, her email goes thus. Hello, Kevin. Loving your work on the old podcast. Very enjoyable. Thank you, and good use of the word old. So I have a few stories, but I want to start with this story as it's the first time I ever experienced something that I simply couldn't explain. I know this is going to scare me. Right off the bat, thanks, Caris. I was in my early 20s about 15 years ago. You're younger than me if you're in your early 20s, maybe. My granddad, on my mum's side, was taken ill and was admitted into hospital in the middle of the work week. I was very close to my granddad, so when mum called to say granddad was in hospital with a pretty serious chest infection, I was adamant I wanted to come up and see him at the weekend. Mum told me not to worry, it was just a chest infection, and the doctor said he needed some intravenous antibiotics and he was going to be fine. I was mollified, and I don't know what that means. Is that like mortified? Oh, no, I know what you mean. So, like, you applicated. Okay. And mum messaged me regularly to let me know how he was getting on and making sure I was updated. All seemed to be well. And while I was certainly thinking of him, I wasn't overly worried, especially as granddad had survived cancer. To my mind, this occasion was not something I needed to worry about in the same way. Does everybody have a spooky feeling this isn't going to end well? Well, let's move on. Late on the Thursday night, I was tootling up to bed. Good word. My brother, in brackets, we rented a house together as we worked in the same area, was already in bed, and we used to switch the landing light off so as not to wake each other. So I used to leave a little lamp on in my room so I didn't have to fumble my way upstairs in the dark. Not happening, am I right? You are right. I got to my bedroom. I stepped inside the room and the atmosphere just changed. I felt frozen to the spot, and it felt like the light dimmed right down from my bedside lamp. The curtains moved despite my window not being open and there being no breeze. They weren't drawn, and outside, a light from a street lamp felt like it lowered. Well, this is convenient, isn't it? Given I've just been talking about the lights in here lowering. I knew this was going to scare me. Anyway, I felt a strong urge to look at my alarm clock. I'm not looking at the one in this room, I tell you that much. I felt a strong urge to look at my alarm clock, a digital one, and watch the time flicker from 12:59 to 1 a.m. It felt like something changed, shifted. Then I felt something grab my hand. Freaking out now. To the point where I needed to flex it and stretch it to make the feeling go away. After a moment or two, I felt like I was able to leave the room to brush my teeth and get into bed. I left my bedside lamp on, let me tell you. Please do. When I got up in the morning, I got a call from my dad about 9 a.m. Grandad had very swiftly and suddenly passed away. Guess the time. 1 a.m. Well, I am sorry to hear that, Caris. That's horrible, obviously. But how spooky is that in the same breath, you know? And she continues, I was absolutely brokenhearted. The shock of it and also the guilt that I hadn't been able to see him before he passed away. Granddad was the first grandparent I ever lost and I loved him beyond measure. A bit later that day, I remembered what happened in my bedroom the night before and the significance of the time. Not just that, but I remembered how my hand had felt. So me and my granddad had a funny little thing we did. We always hugged whenever I left, but whenever I was little, I'd always been upset that he shook all hands of men that he met and not me. So from when I was about 4 years old, we always shook hands after we hugged. It was just our silly little thing. I honestly feel like the sensation in my hand that night was Granddad's way of letting me know it was him, that he was trying to shake my hand for that one last time. The lights dimming, the feeling I had to look at the clock, to me, I feel like this was his soul leaving the earth. I know how twattish that sounds, fair play, but I can't describe it any other way. You know what? You're quite right to pick up that it sounds twattish, but well done for acknowledging it, and therefore it doesn't. So you've took away the twattishness by acknowledging it. Well done, you, Caris. And that's a bloody lovely thing that's gone on there. Terrifying, but lovely. She continues. I'm sure this sort of story means nothing to a skeptic. I bet it doesn't. But the only thing I would say is this. I wasn't drunk, I was awake, and at that point, there was no reason to expect anything of the kind was happening to me. I'll send more stories soon, I promise. Karis. Please do, Karis, because that was bloody wonderful. I think we can all agree the bride looks lovely. Now, I think we can all agree that that was a belting story. Thank you, Karis. If you've got a story as good as Karis, please do send it. If it's not as good, don't bother. I'm joking. Send it in anyway. If you've got one as good as Karis, send it in to talkaboutghosts@hotmail.com. I'm smiling because I've just felt a gust of wind on my knees and I'm wearing shorts. Anyway. If you've got that, do send her in. And don't forget, get us on the Twit machine @talkaboutghosts, etc. Or sign up to the Patreon, whatever you want to do. Oh, if you can't sign up to Patreon, don't worry about it. Just leave a nice review or a 5-star thing. They're free things, you know, it just helps the show. So, thank you, Karis. Yeah, that was a wonderful thing. I've been thinking about this, right? Is it scary? Because you were scared at that point. This is what I don't get. You were scared at that point when... you thought, and in retrospect, you thought it might have been your granddad coming to see you, but he wouldn't want to have scared you. Now, I'm not trying to say that it was a demon. Oh, no, God. But it is interesting, isn't it? I don't know what the difference would be. Has anyone out there had a lovely one? You know, like, and I walked in, it was dead warm, really nice, my favourite temperature, it smelt of my favourite food or drink. And I felt really lovely. And then someone just gave me a massage and I was like, I'm not even bothered. That's a ghost. That's beautiful. And then the next day I found out that like my great aunt Edna had died. You know, is it always scary? I don't know. We are talking about the dead. Who am I? I'm not an expert. I'm just a conduit for your stories, for your tales to tell. And that's also got me into a little thing as well. I think I'm going to try and position this podcast so that the story at the end, we're going to build up, as you know, it starts ridiculous. It's me ranting about the week or whatever. And then we would normally go into a character, which I'm going to review, believe me. But then we start with a story, midpoint, story. Is the pattern that we seem to be following. And I'm completely all about it. I like it. It works. But I'm starting to think that what we should do is we'll start with a semi-scary story. It seems to have evolved like this anyway, like a semi-scary, midpoint, scary. And the end one, I think, should be powerful enough to make us all not want to sleep without the light on. I genuinely think we should all end this proper scared. Becca's phone's just come alive in this room. And you know what? That's how scared I am right now. All that means is she got a text. That's it. And it's a work phone, if you might have got a phone in this room. But that I need to bear that in mind. I need to bear that in mind because literally she's got a text and I'm acting like it's Ghostbusters 4. Calm the frig down, Kevin. Jesus wept. So yeah, please don't get as scared as I get reading. Go, why do I do this? Honest to God. Because you know what? I get a bit of an adrenaline rush. That's why I do it. I'm scared right now and I like being scared mother hunker. Although I am too scared to go upstairs at the moment. So I'm just going to talk a bit of gibberish to go upstairs. So yes, next week we'll be all back to normal because this whole work shebang will be out of the way. We have some family business to attend to because sadly Becca lost a family member this week. And we've got a funeral to go to, which is never good, but you know. And FYI, no, she didn't experience anything because she's a skeptic. You know what? And even if she did, she wouldn't tell me. She literally could have been like, wrote in steam in front of her on the bathroom mirror, I have passed on. And she'd wipe it off with a towel and go, oh dear, that must have been a very clever moth. So we've got all that to deal with. But I'm telling you, I can't wait until I can disclose what I'm doing on Monday. And I've been banging on about it now for the last 2 weeks, but I'm beyond excited. Beyond excited. I'll drop a little clue. And the little clue is this. I have three passions in life. Well, four if you include Becca, but you know, on a good day, I'll let it in. I'm joking. She's very nice. I have three passions in life. Writing songs. I've just said music. Writing songs, the paranormal, and professional wrestling. They're my three loves in life. And I've always wondered, will there ever be a day? Will there be a day when I can merge all three? And let me just say this. It could be just around the corner. Could be. That's all I'm saying. That's all I can say on the matter. Anyway, enough said. I love you all. You are all beautiful, wonderful human beings across the world. Please send in your stories. talkaboutghosts@hotmail.com. This has been a Friday special. It's not a special. It's the weekly episode. Don't expect another one on Sunday because that ain't going to happen. Next week, we'll be back to the normal Sunday service. Will be resumed. I love you all. You're all brilliant people. Never forget that. Sharpen your own sword before anyone else's. If anyone says you're stupid for listening to ghosts or believing in ghosts, slap them in the face and walk away. That's if anyone gets into trouble for that, this is not actual advice legally. So yeah, I love you all and I'll see you later. Thanks, chaps. I'm off to fix my throat somehow. I don't know how. But anyway, I'll worry about that. I need to let you go now, but I don't want to because I'm scared. So I can't just talk into a microphone because I'm technically not talking to any of you yet until you download it. Now I'm just waffling. It's because I'm scared. Right, I'm off to be scared. Bye, guys.